everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be covering a military subject. And this one, I am speaking from direct experience since I was caught up in all of this craziness. All right, for those of you who are not in the military, and even for some of you who are, who don't remember this or came in to the surface after it happened. This is what was going on roughly between 2007 to 2008-ish. The service or our military was engaged in a two-front war, and they were running critically low on people. So they cooked up a quick scheme to get as many people in as they possibly could, and that scheme revolved around compensating individuals who are not recruiters. I say that again, not military recruiters, to find people and put their names forward for the military service. And if that individual was picked up and went to basic, you got $1,000. And if they made it out of basic and shipped to their first duty station, you got another $1,000. So basically, the United States government put a $2,000 bounty on every soldier or serviceman that they got into the service. Now, this program, I believe, went from a 2008 to 2012 time frame, and it was hugely successful. It performed better than they could ever have imagined. All right, now, lots of guys made a lot of money doing this. All right, now, unfortunately, like anything else, you got a couple asshats who abused the system, made a lot of money, and most of those individuals got hemmed up. But there's a lot of people out there, such as myself, who got caught in this, despite the fact that I followed the rules as I was led to believe.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us, even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, so you have this one is called Don't Help the Recruiter. Fuck them. They've already bit the hand that fed them once. Don't do it twice, because shame on you. All right. So there was a company called DocuPack that started up the GRAP, the ARAP, and the ARAP programs. And basically, this is active duty. That is Army Reserve. And the one above that is National Guard, GRAP. All right. Now, to get involved in DocuPack, you literally had to attend like a 15-minute online training. Then you checked a couple boxes, and then all of a sudden you're qualified to be a recruiter for the military. All right, now, they're offering $2,000 per head. There was no checks and balances. Limited tracking of the money and, who went in and, the validity of your lead, as we call it. All right. Limited oversight. All right. Now, I know this because when I was writing up my rebuttal to a general letter of reprimand that I was given, I did all the research and I literally read pages and pages when the CEO, COO, and CFO were deposed in a federal case in regards to what was going on with DocuPack. It is an absolute joke. how they ran this company, how they trained the recruiters, the oversight. Everything was just a clusterfuck of insanity. All right. Again, I talked about the online training, which was like 15 minutes. All right. And this all led to limited accountability. It was a cash cow for a very small amount of people. And those people are probably individuals who started DocuPack and had the, you know, contracts with you, the Department of Defense. I can tell you right now, it was probably a huge sieve for abuse. And the people who really, in my opinion, deserve to have been prosecuted got a pass, while innocent people who participated in the program had their lives fucking ruined. Okay? Now, there was some hootie-doo up at the Senate. I don't remember the senator's name, who wanted oversight and wanted investigation in regards to why all this money went and blah, blah, blah. So the military basically ramps up CID, which stands for Central Investigation Division for the United States Army. And I'm going to tell you right now, they conducted themselves quite poorly. Reading into this, like, they didn't do in-depth investigations. They met face-to-face with very few. Like in my case, the CID called some of the people that I had, you know, put their names forward for the service. I think two of them didn't really remember me. Therefore, I was assumed guilty of wire fraud. All right, despite the fact that I worked as a loan officer and financial planner, I dealt VA loans for half the United States, and it was not uncommon for me to collect sensitive information from 3 to 30 people a fucking day. All right, I was running credit reports, I was making decisions, doing the equations to figure out what these people are worth. I literally had no problem doing this. I had no problem. I printed up the marketing material, the cards. I treated it like a business. I handed them all out when people called me. I got the information. I put them into the system. And if you looked at my marketing material, I specifically state that. I put, I think, somewhere 7-8 people in a 3-year period. I don't remember the exact numbers. But, you know, I found out I was being investigated. I had to go into CID to get fingerprinted, my picture taken, and DNA taken. And I found out after the fact that I was indeed titled. And, you know, it's right here. I have it looks like an arrest record for a high-level fucking felony on my jacket. And it's next to impossible to remove once that happens. And I don't have $150,000 to sue the federal government. All right, so that's what went on with DocuPack, how they ran their business. Now, I'm grunting this down so the average person can understand just how fucked up this is, and I don't have to go into a lot of detail because you guys don't care about that. I'm just telling you the overarching problems here. All right, so CID, you know, it was proposed they were going to get like $100 million or more recouped by doing these investigations, because they thought the fraud was just that big. And this is over 15 years later, 10 years later, somewhere in that range. They have collected or recouped just a small percentage of that money. Because guess what? People participated in this program with good intentions, and they literally paved the road to their own personal hells with these good intentions. All right? They blame the soldiers who participated in the system, and they were hit with fraud and wire fraud and you know, a couple other high-level felonies based on faulty memory. So let me get this straight. You go to court, and there is a witness that swears up and down it was you in court. But that witness was 100 feet away. It was dark, wearing glasses. There's kind of a, you know, a doubt there. But no, no, no. Since they said they saw you, it's you. You're going to fucking prison. That's quite literally what happened here. There's like no oversight. There were no jury trials or very few. Most prosecutors wouldn't touch it because it was investigated like shit. And quite frankly, they will have a lot of problems with the statute of limitations. That's another thing. We'll get to that. All right. So what happened because of CID getting involved in all of these soldiers' life? You know, service members were titled wrongfully. I'm not the only one. There are thousands of guys out there who were used to be in the service, who can't get clearances, can't get to higher level jobs, can't even get hired into jobs. Because when they do a background check, it shows up they're titled for high-level felonies. It doesn't show a conviction or not, but in today's day and age, you're guilty until proven innocent, especially by the United States military and CID. Okay, so those who were prosecuted, they were very weak. All right, most of the people convicted admitted to the fraud up front. The ones that didn't, for the most part, were able to beat the case. Because I read some of those criminal cases that they were found not guilty. And they were found not guilty because there was almost no oversight here from DocuPack. All right. So they pushed the blame on the service members. All right. So the end result is this. The U.S. government is ignoring the statute of limitations on this. So they're literally trying to slam people up to a decade later for things that happened well beyond the statute's limitation, which I believe it's, what, 5 or 7 years for fraud. You know, I think that's it. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. So this has terminated hundreds of soldiers' careers, negatively impacted thousands. I've talked to quite a few guys who were unable to get promoted from E6 to E7 because they had a GOMAR in their file for participating in this G-Rap horse shit. All right. Now, CID made quite a few mistakes here. Well, they basically made assumptions that you're guilty because somebody didn't remember you. All right. CID removed the checks and balances in their investigations. Like in my case, I basically acquired a civilian attorney who I paid, you know, I think somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000 to assist me in this. This is what the CIDR, Department of Defense, did. They saw that I had a civilian attorney. He inquired. He wants to see the evidence that's being used against me. They made him sign a non-disclosure agreement so he couldn't share that information with me so I could defend myself. And I'm not the only one that they did this to. They knew their investigations were so fucking weak that they wouldn't even share the information that I'm entitled to under our Constitution to defend myself with. And this happened to hundreds of other guys. So here we are now. The military missed the recruiting fucking retention numbers, and they're all upset about it. Okay, and now they're probably going to fire something like this up again to try to raise those numbers. And I am warning you not to fucking participate at all. They've already fucked over thousands of soldiers based on nothing. Fuck them. God damn it, this fucking makes me mad. You know, and I did 3 wars for United States Army. I was almost killed twice, not to mention the other times I was almost killed in training accidents and crazy-ass shit that happened, you know, while executing my duties as an airborne ranger and Green Beret. All right? And I bought into it hook, line, and sinker. I believed in our government. I love the United States military, and you know, I was more than willing to help people get into the service, especially when I'm getting compensated $2,000 per person. Because back then, I was paying a lot of child support. And if I could put a guy in the service, guess what? I got to have a good Christmas for my kids. All right, because I was literally you know, living paycheck to paycheck and selling fucking plasma just to get by. And that's how my government fucking, rewarded me. So guess what? I'm pretty sure that this is going to hit the eyes of people in the Pentagon. And I encourage all the service members on active duty to forward this link to those fucks. Because guess what? I am never going to recommend any person go into the service again. Because you have proven yourself unworthy. You're disloyal. And you have no problem putting a knife in the back of people who want to defend this fucking country. This is First Sergeant Pop, retired United States Special Forces, and you can go fuck off!